Here is a very important point. When I'm referring to leaders in the field, I want every one of you to realize that you fall into that particular category. We need ideas from each of you as to what we can all do to make America a better place.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
The editorial on this Saturday, June 20th. I had an interesting situation in Seattle very recently, within the last 24 hours. One individual inside the Chaz zone was killed, and another one was seriously wounded. Jimmy, I've been busy doing something else. You want to summarize what happened?
So apparently, police tried to respond to two gunshots: a 19-year-old male who actually died in the hospital, and another victim, an unknown age right now, is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The police attempted to go in after they were called at 2:30 a.m. this morning, the 20th of June, but they were unable to respond because protesters actually surrounded them and wouldn't let them out. The two victims of the shooting were transported with the autonomous zone, the CHOP, if you want to call it, or the organized protest, Capitol Hill organized protest. They were transported to the hospital by what they call, quote, medics from their little community there. So it's becoming less stable, more dangerous. We know that there's a lot of guns around there. We know that there's been a lot of anger and fight and, you know, destruction among different groups and anybody with different ideas. So it's becoming chaos rather than the summer of love, as the mayor there had claimed it might be.
Well, it's becoming lethal, lethal chaos, for lack of better terms, and the proof is in the pudding on that one. Now, rather than sit and complain and throw stones at the Seattle mayor and the Seattle governor, what I want to do right now with Jim is I want to talk about constructive action to stop this thing. When we get to the point where the city of my birth is in basic total chaos, as is the case today, it's time to, instead of just complaining, it's time to do something. What I am going to do is I'm going to put out I'm going to buy mailing lists, and I'm going to put out daily podcasts on the negative aspect of what's going on within the progressives, because it has gotten to the point, it is so silly. Somebody has to take action, and somebody has to inform the public as to what's really going on. More and more of my syndicated radio show will also be devoted to this beginning this next week. Tony, OTB, everybody else, come on, let's get some ideas. Let's quit bitching. That's not doing any good right now. All it's doing is raising blood pressure. Jimmy, talk about a little bit about the meeting that you and I spent the majority of yesterday afternoon in. Let me just give you an introduction. Rather than give any specifics on this meeting, all I want to say is there were a large number, we had a full room of like-minded people. We're not going to get into necessarily political affiliations here. All we're going to do is we're going to say that we decided that it was time to take constructive action, certainly not along the same lines of what the progressives are doing. But when the statue of the father of our country, George Washington, is desecrated, violently desecrated in Portland, Oregon, and in Seattle, Washington, and in Snohomish, Washington, and the perpetrators are basically turned into heroes, it's time that we have to have constant information about what's going on, because changes have to be made. Jimmy, do you agree or disagree?
There's no question. I agree. you know, people are fed up, and the meeting we had yesterday was, you know, kind of an opportunity for to do some organizing and planning and coordination to how to better improve our community and our society. There's a lot of people that are frustrated because they're not allowed to speak freely anymore, that they're being intimidated. You can see this with corporate media, with actual employers firing people for comments that are just supporting law enforcement. You're seeing it from so many areas, which is very unlike our previous history in the United States. In spite of the weaknesses that we have, most people want safety. They want security. They want to improve their lives. And in fact, this nation has been kind of founded and built on those principles to protect our individual rights and choices. We want to protect our families. We want to have a future, and we want individual freedom. And what we're seeing right now is a very coordinated and broad attempt to take that away. And we've got to take action in order to stop it. And that's what we're doing. We're coordinating and organizing people to make a statement.
But we're also not talking about being violent in any stretch of the imagination whatsoever. There is nothing more effective. I mean, yeah, an AK-47 is pretty damn effective, but the truth will always override negativity.
I definitely want to comment on that, and you know, because I have, you know, I've operated out of Afghanistan, all through the Middle East, and many of these countries, Albania, Republic of Georgia, places in Africa, and the Balkans. And what happens when powerful autocrats or people that close off discussion, they use the gun to intimidate. So the truth actually can be snuffed out, and that's what we. If we don't take action to make sure that you can still speak the truth, you'll lose it. And I agree with you 100%. We do not want violence. We want people to be able to vote, make their statement clear, that they're fed up with this, and actually have a legitimate process under the rule of law in order to address these concerns. What we're failing to see right now is any positive action to clamp down on these protesters and rioters and looters in these autonomous zones that are taking away those exact rights. And, you know, we want the right to have a house and live in it without being threatened. And unfortunately, the 450 people that live inside that autonomous zone in Seattle don't have that right. If they speak up, they're worried about being burned out. Their businesses are being destroyed. Somebody's got to take a stand. We don't want to do it violently. We want to do it through voting and getting rid of people that are unwilling to take action to bring the rule of law back in order in our system. And unfortunately, right now, we're seeing a complete undermining of it. So, you know, we've got to do something about it. People have got to wake up.
I want to ask a favor of some people who have been involved on my blog for a long, long time. Jerry, Out of the Box, Irish Tony, CFS, really would like your opinion on what we can do as a group to make it rain true information upon our society. I want to thank Jim McKinney for taking such an active role in this. Jimmy is a good guy. Jimmy really cares. And I want to thank all of our bloggers. I know we haven't had really any constructive criticism or constructive comments so far today, but you guys are really smart. Please send your ideas in and include them on the comments section for this particular daily editorial. Jimmy, thank you so much, my friend.
You bet, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.